From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 13th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that U.S. Representative John Faso will appear in what is being billed as a televised town hall meeting on Thursday night in the studios of WMHT in Troy. Tickets for the show are no longer available, Faso's communications director Courtney Weaver said. A total of 80 seats were made available in the studio for the event, she said. Weaver added, and I quote, "Those 80 seats were all spoken for in 2 hours. They are all constituents of the congressman's district," end quote. Constituents can view the program on the PBS affiliate WMHT or online at faso.house.gov. Beginning at 8 p.m., constituents can submit questions via Twitter using the hashtag, #FasoTownHall. Faso said WMHT will accept questions online and the moderators will mix online questions with those posed by audience members. The conversation will be moderated by Matt Ryan of New York Now and Casey Seeler, Times Union state editor and columnist. Citizens Actions New York and Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood have organized a Save Our Care rally outside the television studio beginning at 7:30 p.m. Faso has steadfastly refused to hold traditional in-person town hall meetings in the district since joining Congress in January and has said he has no plans to change that practice, choosing to meet with smaller groups instead. Faso also refuses to publish his schedule online, as his predecessor, Chris Gibson, did. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Victoria Addison is also reporting in the Register Star that three popular businesses will vacate their current location on the first floor of 21 Green Street in Hudson within the next month. Anita Ford, the California-based owner of the building, said Subway, Carvel Ice Cream, and The Laundromat are not going out of business but are moving to a new spot. Ford said, and I quote, "Had the owners wanted to sign a lease and stay, that would have been fine with us," end quote. "I think they have another place they are moving into, which ends up being a great opportunity for us to bring the building back to life," end quote. Ford sees great potential in the three-story building she and her husband purchased in July 2016. Ford said, and I quote, "We are hoping to create an area where locals can meet, and we think that corner would be really great with some amazing businesses," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman, the Woodstock Town Board is contemplating what to do about the proliferation of short-term rentals in the town. At the board's April 11th public meeting, residents aired complaints about properties being purchased with the sole intention of operating Airbnb-type rental businesses. The complaints about short-term rentals in Woodstock have included loud music, trash problems, and unsafe drivers. A recent survey at Airbnb.com indicated that approximately 100 rentals available in Woodstock currently operate without owners in residence. Town law requires anyone renting all or some of their homes for periods of less than a week obtain the same town permit required for bed and breakfast, and that permit requires occupancy by the owner. Town Supervisor Bill McKenna noted there was a previous request to review short-term rentals, but that board members at that time declined to proceed. McKenna suggested the town deal with short-term rental complaints as they come into the building department and consider putting money in the town's 2018 budget to crack down on violators. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kimball is also reporting in the Daily Freeman that the developer of the proposed Holiday Inn Express Hotel in Saugerties at Exit 20 on the I-87 Thruway wants nearly $2 million in tax breaks from the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency. The proposed four-story hotel would have 86 rooms and 10 employees and cost $6.9 million to build. The developer, Bipin Patel, owns two hotels near Exit 19 in Ulster. Saugerties New York Development is requesting a 15-year payment in lieu of taxes deal for the Saugerties site. The agency has agreed to a public hearing, but is not scheduled to date. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that local government leaders are upset about Governor Andrew Cuomo's mandate to drop everything and consider ways to share services. While lowering costs with shared services may be a good idea, the governor's plan says the local proposals must go to the county legislative body by August the 1st, with three public hearings held and plans finalized by September the 15th. Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro wrote Tuesday on Twitter, and I quote, "The plan is an insult to local officials across New York. We share and we say. We call it governing. We need to take responsibility," end quote. Molinaro, a Republican, is being listed as a possible challenger to Cuomo in 2018. Lisa W. Fortoraro reports in the New York Times that there are many things in the New York State budget, but you won't find any ethics reform in there. While there have been recent convictions of leaders of both the Assembly and the Senate and indictments against some of Governor Cuomo's associates, ethics reform was left out of the budget. Blair Horner, the executive director of the nonprofit New York Public Interest Research Group, said, and I quote, "This year it was all rhetoric and no action. When this governor is ginned up to make something happen, you can tell. He barnstorms the state. It's a constant talking point. He deserves credit for including the reforms in the budget, but when it came to ethics, the sounds you heard were crickets," end quote. You can read that full story in the New York Times. Finally, Robert Downen reports in the Albany Times-Union that while marijuana may still be mostly illegal in New York, rollbacks to regulations in the 2018 state budget make growing hemp possible. The 2014 U.S. Farm Bill left hemp regulations to the states, and at least 28 have started hemp pilot programs since then. Scott Giannotti, founder of the New York Cannabis and Hemp Association, said, and I quote, "In the United States, we really don't grow any textiles, so every article of clothing that we wear is sourced from another country. Hemp is an opportunity for a mid-sized or large-scale fashion company to say, hey, I want something that's different. I want something that's going to be disruptive in the fashion world. It may not be cheaper, but there's something to be said about quality and sustainability," end quote. Last year, there were only two licenses in New York for hemp farming, but the new state budget eliminates the cap on the number of farms allowed to research, grow, and process the plant as an agricultural commodity. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. And on Saturday, there'll be a chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:35 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 13th day of April, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.